It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, Big Baby.
Big Late Joe, he threw his crutch away. The Big Beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The Big Beat makes you act this way. Big Late Joe, he threw his crutch away.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the September 22nd, 2005 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. I'm so happy to have you here for another hour of great vocal group harmony. Open up tonight's show with the Moonglows on the Chance label, issued in May of 1954. And the Moonglows, the great, great Moonglows, gave us Ooh Rockin' Daddy. I have a little change tonight. The Sheps will not be here tonight. They will probably be here in 2 weeks, though. A scheduling conflict arose. And a couple of phone calls later, we decided that 2 weeks from now would probably be better than this evening. So we will have them here for sure, okay? Hopefully, like I said, it'll be the first Thursday in October. Sorry, I don't have the Sheps, but I do have the Cordells.
Yeah.
the beat of my heart.
WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. And if I could see the clock, I'd tell you the time, too.
Yeah, now this is kind of a surprise for this show, but not that big a surprise, I guess. James Brown and the Famous Flames on Federal from May of 1956, and that was No, 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 No. We will hear another cut from James Brown and the Famous Flames later on in the show. And just before that, the Deep River Boys with a song called In Canaan Land that comes from an EP on the HMV label, which stands for His Master's Voice, which is a subsidiary of RCA Victor. And this EP was issued in Norway in 1959. And I have to thank one of my listeners, maybe my only listener in Sweden, I don't know, but certainly my favorite one, Lillemor Luander. Thanks very much for giving me that cut so I could play it here for the Big Beat listeners, along with many other cuts that we will be getting to in the future here on the Big Beat Show. And speaking of Big Beat, we heard The Beat of My Heart by the Cordells on Bargain from 1961. Boy, doo-wops don't get better than that. And I want to say thanks right now to Kenny Thompson for being here last week with an hour of really interesting, new to us songs, most of them. And I hope we enlightened, or at least he enlightened, many of you who were wondering about transitional soul records. And he did play quite a bit of that. Before I go into the next record, I also want to mention it once again about Chuck Carbo, of the lead of the Spiders. He has been found safely, and I have his address. Since it's a temporary address, I don't want to give it out over the air, because months from now, that temporary address may be not any good, and the people his family who will be getting this stuff will have to forward things to him. So if you send stuff to me, I will forward anything. Checks are preferred, or money orders, obviously, or even a card, a good well-wishing card, or whatever you want to do, a comment, a note to Chuck Carbo, whatever you want to do. Send it to me first, and I'll forward it to Chuck Carbo in Alabama, is where he is right now. Forward it to me at Post Office Box 203 in Port Monmouth, New Jersey, 07758. So it's Lou Rollo, Post Office Box 203 in Port Monmouth, New Jersey.
How blue is the sky? How blue is the stream? How blue is the rain? How blue is my dream? How blue is the moon? How blue is the sea? How blue is my heart? We're apart, and the river weeps for me. How blue is the sky? It's very blue. How blue is the stream? Blue, very blue. How blue is the rain? It's hazy blue. How blue is my dream? It's crazy blue. How blue is the moon? It's moony blue. How blue is the sea? Lagoony blue. How blue is my heart? We're apart, and the river weeps for me. We'll be right back.
Because your audience thinks about what they hear, your audience thinks, this poor fellow isn't sharp. He's weary and confused. He doesn't care about us, and he probably doesn't know what he's talking about.
Standing here together, right at your front door, knowing that my arms won't hold you anymore. Soon I'll be going far away, but I'll remember every day the love I left behind me, my lonely Marley. I may be in Greenland or in West Berlin, wherever they may send me, whatever camp I'm in.
Yeah, I remember when that first came out, and it was early 1963, the Jive 5 on the Beltone label was Lily Marlene. I thought to myself, what are those guys doing? Are they crazy? Do they think that's going to be a hit record? And I guess they did, but they were wrong. But you know what? It's a great record. I don't know how the Jive 5 survived doing Lily Marlene and make it come off like that. It's just wonderful. The Jive 5 on Beltone and Lily Marlene. And just before that, the Mills Brothers, I think most of you knew that was the Mills Brothers. A really good tune by the Mills Brothers called Hal Blue, and that was issued on Decca in July of 1954. A couple of weeks ago, I played The Feathers. I told you I was going to give you Nona by The Feathers on Showtime from October 1954, but the labels were reversed on my 45, so I'm going to flip it over right now. And the label says Johnny Darling, so this should be Nona by the great Feathers, right here on the Big Beat Show.
They call her Nona. Why did you go away? They call her Nona. But Lord,
chance.
Through
all our own maps,
no love, please come back.
Believe I want you.
Make me feel so bad.
Yeah, and there's James Brown and the Famous Flames once again. That one issued on Federal once again. But this one, February 1958, that was James Brown and the Famous Flames. That's When I Lost My Heart. Just before that, we heard the Marvels on the Magnet Records label, Magnet, 1958, Did She Leave You? And yes, we finally heard Nona by the Feathers. I love Nona by the Feathers. On the Showtime label from October of 1954. I have a couple of announcements, not much. Let's see what we have here. Oh, yes, UGHA, the next meeting of the United in Group Harmony Association. Meeting show number 325 will be this Saturday, September 24th, at the Whiskey Cafe. Doors open at 6 o'clock with rare film clips shown until 7:30 on the giant screen. And then the lineup will feature Lenny Coco and the Chimes, the Clusters, Vito and the Salutations, for a couple of tunes, I guess, not much, I guess, and a group called The Creations, celebrating their new CD release on Clifton, and possibly others. So the number to call for information for UGHA this September 24th with the Chimes, the Clusters, the Salutations, the Creations, and who knows who else. The number to call is area code 973-470-UGHA, 973-470-UGHA. And also, October 1st, Saturday, October 1st, at 8 o'clock at the Bucks County Sheraton in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, UGHA and PGHA, the Philadelphia Group Harmony Association, in conjunction with each other, are hosting a concert starring Eugene Pitt and the Jive Five, who we just played a little while ago, Bobby Mansfield and the Wrens, Nicky Addio and the Night Owls, 10-year-old Kyle with the Creations, the Tercels, and Philadelphia's a cappella group, Now and Then. And that's about it. That's all the information I have for you tonight. How's that? What do you think?
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, feeling as I do, baby. Oh, maybe I'm just living in the past. But when I meet the right girl, I know I will be true, baby. My first love will be my last.
That's when I'll fall in love. I said, Douglas, are you?
There's a nice little doo-wop, I guess you would call it if you want to. I don't have a problem with the word doo-wop at all. Something originally unreleased, something recorded for Al Brown and got his stamp on there by Eddie and the Starlights, recorded in 1960 and only issued on an LP, vinyl LP that came out called Al Brown's New York Sound. And that's on Crystal Ball Records. I don't think that's... It might probably be on the CD now, but I don't know. I'm playing that from the vinyl. Come On Home by Eddie and the Starlights, recorded 1960 and issued probably within the last... about 10 years ago, I'm guessing. Before that, something I think you may have enjoyed. You'll never believe the date was 1970 on that rhythm and blues recording of When I Fall in Love by the Imperial Wonders on Black Prince. That's the label, Black Prince, from 1970. That's not a soul record at all. That's your R&B record, When I Fall in Love by the Imperial Wonders. Right now, let's go to March 1967 down here. Is that possible? I don't know. Anyway, I'll say it's either 1967 or 1957. I don't think it's 1937. The Midas label. If you touch it, it turns to gold. The Inspirations, and this is called I'll Take a Chance on You.
To be or not to be, yes, to be loved or not to be, to have or not to have, it really makes a difference in our love affair. Oh, as far as I can recall, that's why.
That was issued about 1980, something by the Marquees. And they recorded that for the Gotham label, obviously, about 1954 or so. And it was never issued until the 80s when it was put out on a collectibles 45. And the title was, is, Please Come Back to Me, the great Marquise on Gotham Records. And let's see, just before that, we heard, I think, we talked about Eddie and the Starlights. We heard The Inspirations on Midas, that definitely 1967. And I'll Take a Chance on You. And somewhere in there, we heard Come On Home by Eddie and the Starlights, and I think we're ready to go on to the next record. Well, the next four records are a mini spotlight. I hate that cliche, but it's not a mini spotlight. I'm just going to feature the Dominoes. Four records, four different leads. We'll open up with the most unusual lead, the bass, David McNeil, on lead on the Federal label from April 1955. We will hear Caveman, the Dominoes, with David McNeil on lead. And then I guess we'll go listen to Gene Mumford leading the Dominoes from 1965 and This Love of Mine. But right now, here is Caveman by the Dominoes on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM.
I'm a caveman, and I swear by the Lord above, Lord above. I'm a caveman, and I swear by the Lord above, Lord above, that I'll grab you and drown you in the sea of love. I'm a caveman, and better I live at night. Yes, 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 I'm a caveman, and better I live at night. Oh, I'll rock you and know ya till tomorrow night. Around my door. Yes, 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 I'm a caveman. Get the thing around my door. But when my wife comes home, she's gonna hang on all some more. All some more. When my wife comes home, she's gonna hang on all some more. All some more. When my wife comes home, she's gonna hang on all some more.
With you,
I would hold you in my arms.
cannot be.
So, darling,
more than you can ever dream.
Yes,
or no.
More than you could ever dream or know.
Why must it be?
Oh, please tell me, why must it always be
that you always,
stay so far from me?
Though you say it cannot be.
These foolish things might be you was my heart's content.
Yeah, let me run them down for you. First, David McNeil and the Dominoes, Caveman. Then Jackie Wilson with a little help there, Dominoes, One Moment with You on Federal from May 1954. Then Gene Mumford leading the Dominoes, King 1965, and This Love of Mine. Just now, the great Clyde McFadder on and the Dominoes on Federal from April of 1953, and These Foolish Things. Got time for one more record. Stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues Show coming right up after this great, great recording by the Fascinators. No, excuse me, I'm not playing that. I'm playing the Raindrops on Spin It from mid-50s, probably 1954-ish. I found Heaven in Love. Get ready for this one. May harmony be with you until next week, and good night.
You gave me the key.